We're going to be continuing with the halachot of Chanukah and Siman Tafresh Ayin Vav. It's brought down the seder of the berachot and the halakha. So here it says in Sif Aleph, Amalik Beler Rishon Mevarech Shalosh Berachot. So the person that comes and he lights the first night of Chanukah, he's going to light and he's going to make three different berachot. Lalik Ner Chanukah V'she'asa Nisim V'shechianu V'in Lo Birech Zman Beler Rishon Mevarech Beler Sheni O K'she'iskor. If a person forgot to say Shechianu, what it was in the first night or the second night, he does it when he remembers. Here, just an interesting halacha brought down in the Chazon of Adya is if somebody buys a new Chanukiah, so therefore what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to have in mind the Shechianu on the Chanukiah when he's doing the Shechianu on the lighting of the candles, which means that he's saying the same Shechianu for both. And by doing that, he's actually going to be Yitzhak Chuvah both. He does not wait until the second night to say the Shechianu on the Chanukiah, because if not, then you have a problem of Hefsek. So therefore what you do is the first night, when you're doing the Shechianu, have in mind it's also for the new Chanukiah that I bought. Obviously we're not talking about one of these plastic ones, we're talking about a very nice Chanukiah, but that's the only time you make a Shechianu. But when you're going to make the Shechianu, you have both in mind. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Bet says, Milel Rishon Vailach Mevarech Shtayim. After you've already done Shechianu the first night, that's it. There's no more Shechianu. So what do you say? You only say, from the second night onwards, Lalik Ner Chanukah or Ner Shel Chanukah, if you remember the two different opinions, V'she'asa Nisim Lavotenu and She'asa Nisim. Now he says over here, all these berachot, you're supposed to make the berachot before you actually start lighting. What does that mean, before you actually start lighting? Because if you remember, what we're supposed to do is that you're not supposed to do that in the middle of the second beracha, you're already lighting the candle. You finish the both berachot, or the three berachot when you have Shechianu, and only after you finish all the berachot, now you start lighting. And then once you finish the lighting, now you start Anerot Alalu. Because people, they're either trigger happy both ways, which means some people, they'll start the lighting before they finish the berachot. And then what happens is that even if they did that properly and they actually started the lighting, meaning that they finished the berachot and now they're starting the lighting, they already start Anerot Alalu and they didn't even light anyway. So first wait until you light. Once you've lit in, even if it's one candle, but once you've lit in one candle, you've done the mitzvah, which is the halakat nerot, because remember, mitzvah halakha, one candle is enough. All the rest is just a hidur mitzvah. Now, after lighting the first candle, now you're allowed to come and you're allowed to say, and you're allowed to start the hanerot halalu, and then whatever other songs or whatever piyutim that they actually have doing right after that. So that's in the halakha in Sif Bet. He says the reason why is because obviously the miracle happened every single day. That's why we say She'asani Yisim every single day. But obviously Shechianu was only the first one. Now when it says over here, Kodem Sheyatchil Ladlik, Tebainan Shiyu HaBerachot Ovel HaSiyatan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because you always need that the Berachot are going to be after, right, Ovel HaSiyatan. Now the Ben Ish Chai brings down that even after you've lit the first candle, which is the Ner HaChiyuv, you're still not allowed to talk unless it's Sorech HaLakah. Just b'diavad, if you've come and you did the talk, so then again, there's a whole question that you're not going to make a new bracha, right? However, though, the Halichot Olam comes and he says that even before you're allowed to be romez for whether it's to bring in more oil or matches or things like that, but b'diavad, even if you were mafsik b'dibur, you're not going to make another bracha. So that's obviously, again, the entire concept of lechatechilah b'divad, lechatechilah, you're not allowed to make a hefsek whatsoever in anything. B'diavad, even if you did, there's no problem, but again, you're not going to make a new bracha, but you should just be careful, obviously, in order that you shouldn't make any type of a hefsek. Then Bli Nether will get into tomorrow, the entire halacha, about that what happens if a person does not light, and, you know, to do with the Shechianu. What happened? When will he say Shechianu? There's going to be a Mishnah, a machlok between the Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ovadia and Rav Ovadia to do with the Shechianu, but Bezat Hashem, we'll get to that already tomorrow.